And that's what journaling does for you. It helps you get stuff out of your head onto paper, look at it, analyze it, decide, does this make sense? Does this work? Am I really excited about this now that I've taken it out of here and put it down there? And just giving yourself a chance to breathe, to look around, to enjoy life, to enjoy nature, to enjoy your surroundings. That's the opportunity that, to me, journaling gives to you, as well as a progressive way to look back over time and to say,
welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miraculous plant with so many names and how it helps people in so many different extraordinary ways around the world. Today we have back a guest that's coming to join us for a second time. Our first interview was interrupted by that Caribbean blackout, you know, that you just deal with in the Caribbean. You just kind of roll with the punches. It's JLD, or John Lee Dumas, from the number one business entrepreneur podcast in the world, over 100 million downloads, Entrepreneurs on Fire. So we are going to have a little interview and we're going to discuss it on the other side, a little Q&A and following up on some of the latest trends that's going on in the hemp and cannabis industry. But sit back, listen to JLD here, share some secrets. And there's one incredible insider secret that could change your life. So make sure you listen to the very end. It's a short interview, only about 10 or 15 minutes. I know you're going to love it. And I can't wait to touch base with you on the other side. Dan the Man, let it roll.
John Lee is in the house. How are we doing, brother? It's so good to see you. I know this is part two, because part one, we had ourselves a little electronic blackout, which happens in the Caribbean. Tell me about it, brother.
From time to time, you know, we get a little power outage down here in Paradise, a.k.a. Puerto Rico, a.k.a. Isle de Encanta, a.k.a. the Enchanted Island. But I'm glad we could reconnect. So from one amazing beach to another, what's going on, brother?
Absolutely. Life is great. And I can't wait to get down there. We were talking about all of your life and health hacks, how you were able to figure out how to, you know, get your morning routine started, which was incredible advice, and keep your energy up throughout, you know, throughout the day, and your attitude to continue to figure out, you know, to have the world's best, the most popular, you know, podcast of all time, Entrepreneurs on Fire. So again, where we left off was journaling with your mastery journal. Tell my audience a little bit about how you journal, why you journal, and how it helps you.
Journaling is a place where you can get all the stuff out of here onto there. So many people just let their minds race out of control. They have so many jumbled thoughts. They're always thinking. It's always so loud and crazy in there because it's our brain. Our brain's always firing at a million miles an hour. That's why we've accomplished so much over the last 60,000 years as human beings. But guess what? Sometimes you need some calm, some quiet, some peace, just kind of like how it feels right behind good old JB there on the Atlantic Ocean in South Carolina. And that's what journaling does for you. It helps you get stuff out of your head onto paper, look at it, analyze it, decide, does this make sense? Does this work? Am I really excited about this now that I've taken it out of here and put it down there? And just giving yourself a chance to breathe, to look around, to enjoy life, to enjoy nature, to enjoy your surroundings. That's the opportunity that, to me, journaling gives to you, as well as a progressive way to look back over time and to say, wow, look how much I've accomplished. Like, let me just flip back 40 days or 400 days, or in some cases, 4 years, and look what I was thinking, what I was doing, what I was working on then. Man, it really just puts it in perspective how much you can accomplish. And, you know, I see you're wearing a great hat there by our friend Tony Robbins. And it's just one of those things where I love his quote that so many people overestimate what you can do in 1 year, but they underestimate what they can do in a decade. And believe me, a decade is a game-changing amount of time for any human being.
That's awesome, brother. And yeah, I saw you at Funnel Hacking Live, and Tony was there, and you gave an amazing speech. My favorite thing is your actual script that you tell other podcasters how to get on other podcasts.
And guess what? 3,000 people were live there, and zero people to this moment that we're talking right now have still utilized that pitch to me. And so it's just unbelievable that we live in this world where I can give you the keys to the castle and you still won't unlock the door. And that is what is so exciting for people listening, of just step up and take action. You're already in the top 1% just by taking action.
Well, I love if you wouldn't mind sharing, like, number one, how's the golf game going, brother? I know you're getting started, and Myron and Golden and I, we had a little tournament out there, but you got suited and booted.
Yeah.
How's it going for you, brother? How's the golf game going?
So, still to be determined. I got an amazing personalized set of golf balls from yourself. So thank you for sending that over here, as well as a little red book, which I've been reading from time to time. And I'm coming pretty close to delivery. I went to Club Champion and got custom fitted for a whole set of clubs, and they're en route. They're coming right to me in Puerto Rico. When I get my hands on those guys, it's going to start with a few lessons, going to get good enough. So when JB comes down here, I don't embarrass myself too badly. I'll embarrass myself, but just not too badly.
That's awesome. So one of the things that I really want to cover, and it's just my own personal interest, is I believe it's Act 21 and Act 22 in Puerto Rico. And I know you've done a lot of research and talked with accountants, and you lived in California, I believe San Diego, I'm in Ventura. And you did your homework, and you made a decision to go to Puerto Rico. And I am looking at real estate left and right, but I would love for you to share with my audience why you decided to go to Puerto Rico, because I know why, but they don't.
Yeah, they've actually updated it now, and they've just combined both of those into what they call Act 60. And it's essentially the same exact thing. That's just the kind of updated terminology of that. But essentially, it is a way to encourage business owners and entrepreneurs to move to Puerto Rico with your business, live here at least half of the year. Although once you come down here, you actually have a hard time leaving the island because it's just so beautiful and perfect down here. You know, pros and cons to everything. You know, like we mentioned earlier, there was some power outages the time we talked last time, and it's just one of the things you got to deal with. But fantastic island, fantastic people, fantastic community, and your business will pay zero state tax, zero federal tax, just a flat 4% tax. And on top of that, if you're into investing at all, you will pay 0% capital gains on any investments. Crypto, stocks, real estate, doesn't matter, 0%.
That's insane. And I can't wait to get down there. I did a semester abroad in the Dominican Republic and went down there and had a good time in college and fun and all that good stuff. And I love the Caribbean atmosphere. I love the laid-back lifestyle. And it's amazing that you're able to, you know, be smart about it. One of the things I love about Entrepreneurs on Fire, the world's leading business entrepreneurial podcast, is it every month that you share your financials to kind of give, you know, it keeps you accountable, but it also helps others understand how the business game really works. I'd love for you to share that with our audience. And it's incredible, man. I'm so impressed how you do that.
97 months in a row now, 97 months, we have released a monthly income report without fail that shares every dollar that we've made, how we've made it, every dollar that we spent, how we spent it, our successes to be emulated, our failures to be avoided. We have our lawyer come on every other month to give a legal tip. We have our accountant come on every single month to give a tax tip, which is pretty much just move to Puerto Rico, obviously. But it's something that we love doing because it helps us keep a finger on our pulse as well. And so we actually really tell people, like, hey, not everybody should be you know, needs to be publishing a public income report, because that's just not everybody's style, and we get that. But you should have a private income report at the very least, so you know what's working in your business, what's not working in your business. Keep that finger on the pulse. So for 97 months in a row, you can go back eofire.com/income and see every dollar we've ever made, how we've made it, and all of the above.
So riddle me this, Batman. The common path to uncommon success, which is a bestseller on so many different levels. How has the response been? There it is, my brother. I have it in my briefcase back in the briefcase. That's a 1980s words for all you youngsters.
Yeah, briefcase.
It's back in my hotel room right now here in Southern California. What have you heard from people? What has been the response? I can tell you mine all day long, but how what's the reaction been?
It's been incredible. It's really been just, for me, so exciting to take the 10 years that I've done of interviewing the world's most inspiring and successful entrepreneurs, all the genius I've learned from them, and then to distill it down into a very specific step-by-step roadmap to whoever's watching, listening, reading, consuming that those 17 steps to their version of financial freedom and fulfillment. That's what this book promises to deliver, and boy, does it deliver. The book came out of the gate strong. We did 24,000 book sales day one.
Wow.
By the way, your New York Times bestseller for the week has like 8,000 or 9,000 books sold. We did 24,000 in the first day, over 30,000 in the first week. And it's just been on a tear ever since. So we've loved the process, loved the response. I love hearing feedback from people who are just like, you know, I kind of thought this was just going to be another like kind of hypey, like get rich quick book. And they thought that for any number of reasons. I'm not sure why, because I've never done anything like that in my life. But that's what an email that I get quite often. And then they said, but when I read this, like, what? Everything just like changed perception-wise of like what I was actually reading, the content I was consuming. And that's what I want. I want people to just be like blown away by the amount of value, but at the same time, by the clarity and simplicity with which it's delivered.
Well, it's an amazing book. It is step by step. It is paint by numbers. It is, I have done this. These are my experiences. You're vulnerable. You share everything. It's an incredible book, and I'm so happy that it's out there. I'm an Audible guy, so I've listened to it a few times, written down the notes. And as we all know, we can learn and learn and learn and look at those shiny objects, but it's all about implementation. And I honestly want to thank you for putting that book out there. I mean, it changed my life. It changed the way that I look at business. And, you know, obviously we're on a podcast right now. You are the podcast king, period, point blank. You know, I know you have like retreats and special things that you do for podcasts. I'd love for you to share that with our audience.
So you can learn a lot more about me over at eofire.com. That's where all the magic happens. That's the headquarters. A lot of free, amazing courses for entrepreneurs there. The book is The Common Path to Uncommon Success. And you can get that at uncommonsuccessbook.com. And Podcasters Paradise, that's our place where you can learn more about podcasting. It's a community we've been running for over 8 years now, and we have over 6,000 members within who are learning how to create, grow, monetize their podcast. And not to give you too many calls to action, but check out the podcast Entrepreneurs on Fire. It's a great show. Over 3,000 episodes, dropping value bombs daily.
I love it. Well, JLD, you are a hero to so many of us podcasts out there. You showed us, and I recommend the audience to listen, read the book, and understand what you went through from the ups and downs in life. And you committed to doing even what you're doing right now, to go on other people's shows. And you've made the commitment. You've stuck to the action. You're using the journal. And my man, you are absolutely an entrepreneur on fire. Thank you so much. Hit the golf ball straight. Have some fun out there. And we can't wait to see you soon. And I am going to pick your brain on getting some real estate. in Puerto Rico. Thank you, JLD, for joining us on the Miracle Plant Podcast. And my friend, we'll see you at a beach real soon.
How awesome was that, huh? What do you guys think? Any comments?
You were great, Justin. That was an awesome interview. You kept it on point. He's got so much to tell. You could have gone in so many different directions. I'm just like, wow, we were just getting started.
Yeah, well, I was keeping the window nice and tight, and he's got a crazy schedule. I'm sure we'll be having him back on again and developing more of a relationship. He's a really, really sharp guy, and he speaks at a lot of the same engagements and events that I attend. And he's got a wealth of knowledge. That book, The Common Path to Uncommon Success, is no joke. So if you're a reader, buy it. If you're a listener, download it and do it on Audible. That's what I do. And he shares his whole story. He takes you from, you know, starting your brand all the way through to content creation strategy and everything in between. And it's a really powerful book, which I really, really do recommend everyone go check out. The thing for me personally was, you know, I knew about Puerto Rico because I've been kind of sniffing around real estate down there, but I didn't know it to the extent that he even shared with us. Like, I didn't know. I mean, that's crazy. When you think about no state tax, no federal tax, 4% flat, and no capital gains tax, the no capital gains tax thing blows my mind. Like, every time I hear those words come out of his mouth, my head just kind of like, you know, it has a mini explosion. So it's pretty crazy. I'm definitely going down to Puerto Rico. It sounds like to be considered a resident of Puerto Rico, you need to live down there 6 months. But, you know, once you get down there, it might be hard to leave because it is a tropical paradise. So I'm just glad. I hope whoever's hearing this heard that. And, you know, what the way the world is right now, if you're looking for a change, I'm putting Puerto Rico directly in my vision. The other thing that I really love talking about JLD with is, you know, just things that he has the insights about. He gives a script. So if anyone out there has a show or plans on having a show, he writes this perfect email that he's perfected over, you know, almost a decade, especially in the beginning when he was trying to get on podcasts and bigger podcasts. It's because he gets emails all the time. I think he said like 100 a week, people asking him to get on his show. And he just was like, he literally gives you the script and says, use this script, plug this name, listen to an episode from the podcast, explain what it was about that episode that you liked. And you'll have to go get his book to get the rest of the content. But it's step by step. It's paint by numbers. And he said 3,000 people in person, 3,000 people online. So 6,000 people plus got access to that script. And no one has hit John up about getting on his podcast. And so he was sharing those insights with us. So definitely just a cool guy that gives stuff away. We did have a little golf tournament out there in Orlando, Florida before Funnel Hacking Live. And we raised some good money for a couple great charities. And we invited him to join us, but he literally was getting suited. So when you say suited and booted, that means getting a whole set of clubs from top to bottom, outfits, balls, drivers, irons, the whole nine. And so he was doing that. So he couldn't join us because he literally didn't have golf clubs. And so he's working on that. And I've helped quite a few people over the years kind of get started in golf and kind of get them sailing. So I look forward to helping them out. And so that was a cool thing. So another thing to kind of bring it back to the Miracle Plan a little bit is I was away in South Carolina for a mastermind with Joe Soto and Jeffrey Gittimer. And I was unable to attend MJ Biz, which I went to, I believe it was the end of 2019 when the world was still spinning and its regular rotation. And we had to went to a Golden Key event with Bob Hoban that he presented. We had a really fun booth. We rolled out some new flavors, and it was a really exciting time for us. And we even got to hang out with Frenchie Cannoli. He was there, who's no longer with us. God rest his soul. And we just had a really blast. It was a huge, huge, huge show. And I mean, just large, large, large. And so Dan just got back last night. So he's still probably shaking the cobwebs loose and getting on the right time zone. But I wanted to check in and see what how MJ Biz was this week.
It was, I don't know if it was busier than I've ever seen it before, but it's just overwhelming. There's 3 days isn't enough, and on top of that, there was MJ Unpacked, which ran at 2 of the 3 days down at the Mandalay Bay. And so there was just, you know, pretty much the cannabis / hemp industries just took over Las Vegas. Everywhere you went, you saw people with t-shirts that you knew were part of our industry or, you know, part of our tribe. And it's cool. I mean, I did a show back there in 2014. We produced a show at the Hard Rock, and I remember trying to buy billboards to promote the show. And now the Hard Rock, think of the Hard Rock, you know, what they're known for. And I got pushback from the Hard Rock because they said, we don't know if we want our logo on your billboards. And our billboard said something like hit the jackpot. And we emphasized the word pot. And they said, we don't want Hard Rock on your billboards. and now it's like the whole city is embracing the movement. So it's a lot has changed over the last, 7 or 8 years ago. And it's for the better, but there was so many people at the show and there's so many booths. Like I only got through about less than maybe a third of the booths, maybe a third. So it's coming in the right direction. Finally.
Did you have some comfortable shoes on as a man who's been around, it's not your first rodeo, and did you see any like really interesting, cool new things that was kind of caught your attention?
Well, to your first question, I have a rule of thumb for trade shows, having done it for so many years. The key is don't stand. You're good when you walk, you're good when you sit, but if you stand, that's what kills you. So I try to keep moving. I just, you know, constantly moving, go from booth to booth. There's just a lot of just really niche ideas that are just like filling every little crevice that wasn't filled before. And you walk around, you're like, oh, that's a good idea. I never thought of that. And like a lot of packaging companies were there. I was surprised how many different types of packaging and cool packaging, really cool packaging, and a lot of equipment, a lot more equipment than I've seen at different shows, like, gummy manufacturers. There were, a lot of equipment to manufacture different gummies. I know I don't think you do gummies, which doesn't really
not
make sense.
Yet. But now that we passed the AB 45 bill, it's on the agenda. Little sneak peek for all the podcast listeners.
Well, it's pretty cool. Some of the stuff is pretty cool because you can create your own design. And you could probably make a gummy that looks like your logo. I mean, it's pretty cool, some of the things that they're coming out with. So a lot of interesting stuff. It's all, like I said, we're all moving in the right direction. And there's a lot of big business coming in. There's a lot of activity, a lot of mergers. You're hearing all kinds of talk of acquisitions and mergers and big deals happening out there. It's definitely encouraging, and we're in the right place.
Now you say packaging, because packaging is obviously it's a hot button item, because the cannabis industry, which certainly one would think is holistic and about the environment and the impact, you know, it can be a big contributor to landfills and waste. So we've always looked and sought out anywhere we could to support the plant by buying things made of hemp. Did you notice some of the packaging guys really getting on point with offering hemp packaging?
Not as much as I'd hoped. I didn't go super deep into that, but I was expecting to see more, you know, biodegradable products and stuff. And I didn't see as many as I'd hoped, but I didn't get to through the whole thing. There's one giant floor. And then there's another floor that was probably maybe half the size of the main floor, and I never even got over to that section. So it was, and I didn't get to MJ and I didn't get to MJ Unpacked, only just for a minute, and So yeah, there was, I think that, you know, next year we have to have a, we're going to have a big presence there next year. I have to bring some more staff if we go out again next year, because it's just way too much for a couple people to handle.
Yeah, I hear you. Cause like for us, we just had the, CBD West Expo in San Diego, and, Miranda's team puts that on Mace Media, and it was a great show. It was a small show, right? There was about, oh, I would say 60, 65 booths somewhere in that neck of the woods. It was at the Hilton LAX, so it was a really nice facility, and they had a nice hotel, and the setup was nice. But, I mean, it was probably literally a hundredth of the size of MJ Biz. And so the good news is that people are putting on these events. That's good. And so the thing that I'm where I come from too is you just don't know until you go. And so you went to MJ Biz, you were excited by the buzz and the size, and it felt right. And so you're going to come back and with more of an vengeance next time. And so that gives me hope too. You just never know. And it depends on what state of the event's being held in and how tight the rules are and all that kind of stuff. And if the rules are too tight or there's a spike or what have you, then, you know, people won't come out as much. And so, you know, you would think Las Vegas would be more laid back on those kinds of things, because I know they were one of the last ones to do the shutdown out there. And a lot of people said nothing would ever shut down Vegas, but that's not true. But I'm excited to hear that, you know, more and more events are opening up. And we have another event that's coming up here locally that we try to support as much as we can. And so it's just good to get out there and see what's going on. Did you see some old friends you probably hadn't seen in a long time, Dan? I bet that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's the fun part. Although it is kind of weird because everybody was masked up, so you can literally crash into somebody before you realize who they are. And, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's you, you know. But it was fun. It's fun to see old friends. You just get wore out though. It's you're trying to, you have an objective and you're in a mission, and you bump into somebody in between booths, and that ties you for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And then you're on to the next one before it's fun, but it's exhausting.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say even getting on the plane, I'm like, okay, I gotta go. There's people in the, you know, waiting to get on their plane, and you're like, oh, I gotta go. It's just from the time you land to the time you leave, you're on. You can't turn it off.
Well, I think that's just great news, and thanks for being our on the site reporter for MJ Biz 2021. And I hope you get a whole bunch of new clients for PodConX.com. And I'm sure that there was a lot of interest because you do offer such a great platform. You offer, you know, an immediate audience, and you're doing such a great job, you know, with obviously our podcast and if not hundreds of other podcasts in the cannabis arena. So it's you are first class. I'm sure I was thinking, listening to JLD, has he given you a couple little ideas or models or pointers to kind of help get your platform and get your community to where you want it to be?
Yeah, I saw those. He and his, I think it's his, I'm not sure if it's his wife or his girlfriend, but I met them in Nashville at a podcast convention. And, you know, you just like, these are the guys, the pioneers, and any chance you can get to hear what they're saying, and they drop all these tidbits, and you're like, oh man, I can apply that to what I'm doing. That's a great idea. And I love that he said that about him, you know, I provided the actual keys to the kingdom, and no one took advantage of it. It happens so frequently. You're listening to these people and they're telling these great ideas, and you're saying, I wonder why they're giving us all this free advice. And then nobody takes advantage of it. It's crazy. I have books or pages and pages of notes from all these speakers that I listened to, and then I met him, like I said, at the HubSpot booth, introduced myself, and it was, you know, it's, I've heard so many. It's nice when you actually put a, you see them in face to face. Not as you know, they're never exactly what you expect. Maybe not as tall, or maybe taller, or maybe not as you know whatever. And you meet them, and you're like, this guy's just a really nice, normal guy. And it was, and I you know now listening to what your conversation with him just confirmed that it's just. He's just a normal guy, just like anybody else. But he found his passion and has followed it, and you know it's really exciting to watch.
Absolutely, and he blazed a trail, and he left breadcrumbs for anyone else who wants to pick up where he left off and apply what he's learned. I always say there's two ways you can learn. One is from your own mistakes, if you learn. Hopefully, you do. Or learn from someone else's mistakes. And boy, it's a heck of a lot easier to learn from someone else's mistakes. And not step into the same pothole. So, Janet, what did you think about listening to this diverse conversation between JLD and Dan the Man telling us all the goodies that he learned down there at MJ Biz?
Well, I love having a couple experts on and talking. And with Johnny Lee Dumas, I'm just always impressed by even just like one or two words like better ways to journal. And just a reminder that you might not solve your problems in a year, but in a decade, you can change the world. I'd like to analogy you made that just avoid us from stepping in the potholes to hear somebody else who is speaking from experience. And anyway, so I always enjoy that. And MJ Biz, of course, is always a massive place to go and a lot to learn there. Of course, it always reminds me of going to the Golden Key Club event we went to back there a few years ago. But again, like all of our podcasts, it's just something new and personal and exciting with great people. So enjoyed participating in another one.
Perfect. Well, it sounds like you're moving. I just wanted to thank you for coming and listening to the podcast. I hope you got some value bombs, which is, I don't know if JLD has trademarked that phrase yet, but he uses that one often. So I hope you got some value bombs from what JLD had to offer. I hope you got some value bombs from all the great insights that Dan shared with us from his trip out to MJ Biz in Las Vegas here in October of 2021. I do have one small update. My son got his first baseball hit last weekend, and we got that on film, and it was one of those just, you know, watershed moments. I didn't say tears, but I said water, and it was pretty amazing. I was at first base, and he shot a rocket out the right field and got his first hit. And so it's just as the journey of Shea and then the journey of his enjoying a healthy and happy life. It was really a special moment for father and son. So just wanted to give you a little update on that. I do want to thank you for coming by. At the end of every podcast, we unmute our mics and we say heal the world because that is what we were all about. We were on a mission to heal the world. And so on the count of three, let's say heal the world. One, two, three.
Heal the world!
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us at the Miracle Plan Podcast. We will see you next week with some exciting guests and insights and stories of how this miracle plan has changed so many people's lives all over the world. Until then, take care, and we'll see you next Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific on Clubhouse. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey there, my name is Leah Babruti, and I'm the founder and host of Canna Chicks Podcast, where I discuss cannabis, psychedelics, and other natural medicines. I not only interview people who use them as treatment for different conditions, but also the entrepreneurs who share their knowledge on how they built their businesses. If this sounds interesting to you, give my show a listen. I'm sure you'll learn something that'll surprise you.